It's that time again. Welcome to another episode of the Grin and Bear It Show here on KETR 88.9. On this episode, another exciting chapter in the adventures of Dooner Manley. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Grin and Bear It Show.
Moses sit on the Red Sea shore, floating that water with a dream by flow.
The Dooner Manley Show.
Fire! Fire!
Georgette, why are you screaming fire?
Look! Just look, Mother!
Look at what? I don't see a thing.
Right here in the middle of my forehead! And the dance is tonight!
Hey, what's all the commotion?
I have a dance tonight, Daddy, in my face! Just look at it!
I don't see anything. What's wrong?
And what is with yelling fire, Georgette?
No one would come to my rescue if I screamed, I have a skin eruption. Why does this always have to happen to me?
Georgette, you know the stove is on the blitz and it worries me to think about fire. Well, never mind.
Nobody will notice when you get all fancied up, Georgette.
If I had a new dress, Daddy, they probably wouldn't notice.
Yeah. Go get a dress and calm down.
Dooner Manley, you know I have to bake cookies for that dance tonight, and talk about fire. Who knows what will happen when I light that oven again?
Well, Let me get a quick cat nap. I'll look at the stove after a while.
As Dooner falls asleep, he dreams about his favorite song. That was Amanda Gish with 1, 2, 3.
And now, back to the Grin and Barrett Show.
Well, I'm just riding along these here trails, looking for that damsel in distress who's dying to be saved.
Sounds like TNT. I wonder what all that blasting is about. Must be a new railroad or something. Whoa, Blaze. Let's see what's going on here. But since this is a dream, I think I feel a sound coming on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Lonely there at home.
standing on this stage and singing my love song. I'm thinking lonely's no time to be
with Lonely's No Time to Be Alone.
Help! Help!
Hark! I hear that damsel calling for someone to save her.
Help! Would you help me pick up my cane? I'm afraid if I reach down, I won't be able to straighten up. All this here blasting is shaking my bones.
Move aside, old man. Can't you see a damsel's got a problem? I live for rescuing a damsel in distress.
Well, there, what can I do for you, ma'am?
The heat! I can't take it! It's killing me!
I'll save you! Is your house burning down? Is the fire out of control? Are you on fire?
It's much worse!
What could be worse than you being on fire?
This heat is taking the curl right out of my hair!
That was Lynn Power with After You've Gone. We interrupt this program for this important news bulletin.
A fire broke out in a six-story apartment building last week in a nearby town. A blonde, a redhead, and a brunette escaped the flames by climbing up onto the roof. When the fire department arrived, they got out a blanket and held it up. The fire chief called out to the brunette to jump into the blanket. The brunette jumped. As she was falling, swoosh, the firefighters pulled the blanket away and she landed on the street like a brick. The firefighters then held up the blanket again, and the chief called to the redhead to jump.
No way!
Exclaimed the redhead.
I'm sorry,
said the chief.
My wife was a brunette. She divorced me. I just don't like brunettes. I have no problem with redheads. Jump. It's your only chance.
So the redhead jumped. On the way down, swoosh, the firefighters pulled the blanket away, and she hit the pavement like a tomato. The firefighters again help up the blanket, and the chief told the blonde to jump. The fire was getting worse, and her only chance of survival was to jump.
No! I am not jumping! I saw what you did to my two friends!
I'm sorry,
said the chief.
I explained what happened to the brunette. When the redhead jumped, we were just a little distracted. It won't happen again. Just jump!
The blonde thought for a moment.
Okay, I'll jump. But first, I want you to lay the blanket on the ground and back away.
And now, back to the Grin and Barrett Show.
Mom! Help! My hair!
Help! The cookies are on fire, Donor! Get in here before I have to call the fire department. My cookies are ruined. Just look, would you? And now I have nothing to take to the dance. Donor, get up and fix this stove.
Mom, my hair!
Donor!
What? I'm coming, dear.
And so lives another day in the life of Donor Manley and his family. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and be sure to thank the heroes of our community. We can't say thank you enough for the brave firefighters of Hunt County and their families.
Trouble the water. Tell all my friends I'm coming to.
was Kathy Harmon and Mike Harmon with Wade in the Water.
If H2O is on the inside of a fire hydrant, what do you think's on the outside?
K9P!
You got it!
Stood taller, then went on my knee. The world's going crazy, and I'm going to sail the oceans of madness, looking for a refuge. Get like the voice of your enemy. Get like the voice of your enemy. Jordan is out of its bank. Sit down together, remember, just give thanks. Offered help to my brother when he was down and he was weak. The humble shall see this, your heart shall live that sea. Forget not the voice of your enemy.
Mike Harmon with Oceans of Madness.
A blonde calls the rural fire department all excited. She says,
"Come, quick, my barn's on fire. My barn's on fire."
The dispatcher says,
"Calm down. Now just tell us how to get there."
She says,
"Oh, don't you have that big red truck anymore?"
What's worse than a brunette trying to build a house underwater?
A blonde trying to burn it down.
Oh, man.
Did you hear about the human cannonball? First day on the job, he was fired.
My thought takes me back to when I was a child. Summer evenings we play. The whippoorwill singing my favorite songs. The mockingbirds humming.
The pecan trees blowing out in the wind. Fishing in the river's bend. The longhorns grazing out in the field. We'll all have so much fun. Walking down the fence where the honeysuckles grow. I'm notably Texan. Yeah, running through.
And that was Brad Bergen with Notably Texan.
One hot summer day, a man was filling up his black pickup truck at the local gas station. He wasn't very careful and got gasoline all over his left sleeve. He ignored it and paid for the gas and left the station. As he was driving down the highway, the heat of the sun on the truck's black paint was just enough to ignite the jacket sleeve. Well, he drove faster and faster, waving his arm out the window in an attempt to put out the fire, but the flames burned hotter and hotter. As he sped down the highway, a state trooper saw the situation and pulled him over. He jerked the man out of the truck, threw him on the ground, and rolled him around until the fire was extinguished. As the man got up and dusted himself off to thank his rescuer, he saw the officer was writing him a summons. So, confused, he asked,
"You're writing me a ticket? What for?"
So the officer told him,
"Boy, around here, we call that possession of an illegal firearm."
How is it that one careless match can start a forest fire, but it takes a whole box of matches to start a barbecue?
I don't know.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Grin and Bear It Show here on 88.9 KETR on the campus of Texas A&M University, Commerce. We would like to thank Matt Minky and Jared Knight for producing this show. If you've enjoyed today's show, please let us know on our Facebook page. On this episode, the part of Georgette was played by Eve Gish, the mother was played by Lynn Power, Dooner Manley by Gary Hurst, and the superhero Mesquite Durango by Brad Bergen. Join us next time for another exciting adventure of the Grin and Bear It Show.
The Grin and Bear It Show has been a production of KETR Radio, a non-commercial broadcasting service of Texas A&M University Commerce. KETR's listener-supported radio for Northeast Texas. If you enjoy this sort of thing, become a member today at ketr.org/supports. We'll bring you another episode of The Grin and Bear It Show on the first Wednesday of next month. I'm your producer, Matt Menke. Thanks so much for listening to 88.9 KETR.